The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we want to welcome you to Our Urban Story on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, September the 12th, 2020. We are going to discuss today Unfit to Serve, and I want you to say hello, and my co-host would love to say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. It is Saturday, September 12th, and yes, this is BB Diamond, Unfit to Serve.
Unfit to Serve. What are we talking about? We're talking about those who are in office and supposed to be representatives of the people. And we deem them unfit to serve because instead of looking out and being concerned about the general welfare of we the people, they're more concerned about trying to invalidate the legal and the lawful vote of we the people who elected Donald John Trump as our president. They're spending all of this time, and they've spent so much time, on trying to get rid of him. And the reason why they're trying to get rid of him is because they are unfit to serve the American people because they happen to be dwelling and living and prospering in the swamp.
Barbara, before we continue, I'd like to give out our call-in number. It is area code 973-925-4559. Last Saturday, September 5th, we were in Lexington, Massachusetts, so we did it just strictly by phone. But today we're here in the studio live streaming, and thank you for joining us. Give us why, tell the audience why you chose this topic of unfit to serve.
Because you know what? We have sometimes been too complacent. We have been too accommodating as American citizens. We don't realize how important our vote is. And it's time for us to just wake up and say, you know what? We do have people who are unfit to serve. They've gotten rich off of just being in politics. And that's not why we elected them. It's time for us to toughen up as we the people of America and look at the character of these people before we cast that vote. And I'm not talking about party, because in each party, you have some who are unfit to serve. So it's just a matter of survival for our country. It's a matter of making our country for the future better than we have it today. You know, our forefathers and foremothers did that for us. And it's our time and our turn to do it for those coming behind us. So we must look with real eyes, with real facts, at those who are unfit to serve. And we must do everything within our power to rid our government of such.
Absolutely. I want to thank Camp Constitution and the Kraft family for hosting us last week.
Yes, we had a wonderful time.
But you're 100% right. The Democrats, and a reason I think they're unfit to serve, is that they have largely rejected, in my opinion, the Constitution. What did our second president say about that?
Our second president said our Constitution was made solely for a moral and religious people. It is not suited for any other kind of government. When you become immoral, when you become irreligious, And there is no doubt, and should be no doubt in anyone's mind, when you have a party that wants a one nation under God removed, what is that telling you? Let's just look at reality. You know, that's telling you that they want God eliminated. When you have Nancy Pelosi saying Mother Earth is angry at us, and that's why the wildfires are there. What about God? You see, a religious person, a religious people, and our founders, for the most part, were religious. They believed in God. But we have a party now that hates God. And I'm just laying it out there as it is. They hate God.
And the problem, Barbara, and I think this is the root of the problem, is that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
Absolutely.
And the free market economic system.
Yes.
And the Democrats, today's Democratic Party, is squarely against, to my opinion, Judaism and Christianity.
They are.
Which form the basis of this country. And therefore, you have this conflict and this constant friction between the average American and the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
The Democratic Party really doesn't care who they hurt. They don't care if they're hurting longtime Democrats. They
Absolutely.
Don't care. If we suffer, we suffer. That, to me, is how the Democratic Party is thinking now. Because to them, it's about power. And if making us suffer hurts Donald Trump, all the better. That's my
thing. Well, your opinion is well taken, because you're absolutely correct. And we just have to come to the realization that we have a party that is out of control. We have a party that has been... Look at the districts that they run. Look at inner city America. What inner city America city is thriving? Which one? Name me one. I know it's not in Harlem. I know it's not in Newark, Patterson, Irvington. All of these places are controlled by the Democratic Party. And not to say that the Republicans are perfect, because you have a governor in Massachusetts who's just as bad as the Democrats. You know, and out in California, look at that beautiful state being ruined.
Right.
Look at New York City being ruined by Democrats. Our right. governor and our mayor.
Absolutely. It took so many years, and it took people from all backgrounds to make New York City
yes.
one of the greatest cities in the world
yes.
and the financial capital of the United States.
Yes.
It has taken just 2 Democrats and 3 to 4 months to nearly destroy it.
Absolutely.
Those Democrats being Bill de Blasio, also known as William Wilhelm, and the Governor Andrew Cuomo. Those 2 Democrats, in spite of the pleas from small business owners and others, they didn't and don't care.
No.
We just acknowledge the 19th anniversary of September 11th.
Yes.
You know, during September 11th, you have police and firefighters and emergency medical services, EMS workers running into the World Trade Center, you know, risking their lives. Now they're being spat on. Now the police are being cursed out.
Absolutely.
And I believe if Bill de Blasio had been the mayor, he would have acquiesced. He would have surrendered. Thank God we had Rudy Giuliani. We had
Absolutely.
Commissioner
Absolutely.
Bernard Kerik, and even George W. Bush, the president at the time, who kept us safe and who urged us to keep living and going forward.
Absolutely. They cared about American citizens. And, you know, I want everyone from every party, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, to think independence, to think about what's going on. These people, de Blasio, Cuomo, are so adamantly, and they're not the only ones who hate our president so intensely. They've caused even their supporters to lose their livelihoods. Look at how our children are suffering. Some of these children, particularly in neighborhoods that I'm familiar with, depend on going to the schoolhouse so that they can get a balanced meal, because some of their parents are negligent. They may get food stamps, but they spend the food stamps on other things. So these children depend upon those lunches, those breakfasts at the schools. Do these people in office care? No, they don't care. Some of these parents have dropped out of school in the 5th grade, even in today's society. How can they help their child on a computer, with a computer, if they have a computer? Do they care? Do those in charge care what's going on with our children? No. They are more concerned with trying to invalidate the legal vote of we the people who voted for Donald John Trump. They are unfit to serve. Maxine Waters, I hope that she gets defeated. These people have been in politics most of their lives. And what kind of businesses do they have? They'd have the business of hustling people. That's their business. Americans, I'm calling on you to wake up. I'm calling on you to stop being loyal to a party. Be loyal to the future generation of Americans. Be loyal to God. be loyal to our Constitution. That's where your loyalty should be, not to a party. Because these parties don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. But I tell you, one party, if you follow it totally, you will go to hell. Because if they eliminate God, they'll talk about Mother Earth, they'll celebrate Mother Earth. But they don't want one nation under God mentioned. Think about that.
Well, the Democratic Party is no longer the party of JFK.
No, it's not.
And as I've said before, it's no longer even the party of Bill Clinton. The Democratic Party gave the impression or made us think that they were the fighters for the working class and the poor of this country. They have proven not to be that.
Can I say one thing before I forget?
Is their agenda of pushing socialism. Yes.
One thing, I'm sorry to interrupt. They're not even a party of America anymore.
There you go.
I'm finished.
That's exactly it. You've nailed it.
They're not a party of America.
This is true.
Period.
Exactly. They are not interested in serving the interests of the American people. So they don't care if they've had long-time Democrats themselves losing their businesses, their dry cleaners, their pizzerias, their delis. These families have had these businesses and restaurants for decades. I am glad that many New York City restaurants are coming together and filing a $2 billion class action suit. Now, I've heard that there are thousands of New York City restaurants, largely family-owned, that are closing, and thousands more will be closing because of Cuomo and de Blasio. Instead of working with small businesses, they just acted in such a dictatorial manner and hurting these small businesses, some of which have been in business for decades.
I know we don't need any more proof that they're unfit to serve. Because they are getting paid from the taxpayers.
Absolutely.
They work for us.
Absolutely.
But they are not listening to the voice of those governed.
Exactly.
They are unfit.
Yes.
And I'm so glad they're being sued. They should be sued. They should be impeached. They should be recalled. And they should never be elected to any other position of any kind of power. Not even a dog catcher. They don't deserve it for what they're doing to Americans. That's my word.
Well, Queen Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, essentially tried to run this beauty salon, and she did, in San Francisco out of business. The good news is that the lady, the owner, managed to raise $300,000, so she'll be okay. But it's the idea that Nancy Pelosi had to call the hairdresser, make the appointment, went in there and didn't wear a mask and tried to throw this struggling hairdresser under the bus. I think we have a call coming in.
But the thing about it is, number one, she could have had that hairdresser tested and then asked the hairdresser to come to her house.
Yes.
But now they're also telling us how dangerous it is if we don't wear a mask. Here it is. Nancy Pelosi is 80 years old. She's 10 years beyond the age that they say that it's a danger. She's 80 years old, went out of her house while they're telling us to stay in and stay safe, and went to a beauty salon.
Hi, I think we have two calls on. Hello, thank you for joining us.
This is Mike G.
Hi, Mike. Hi.
Hi, darling. How you doing?
Thanks for calling in.
I missed you guys.
We miss you, too, and I sure miss those boat rides that you've been going on. Listen.
If only we can have more boats and invite everybody on, that would be fantastic.
All right, but don't forget me. I'm not that big.
Of course not.
Yes.
I have some good news for you, Barbara and Diamond. Yesterday, when we docked in Lower Manhattan,
uh-huh.
we got more thumbs up than down.
Amen.
And the few that stood there arguing with us and calling us all different types of names, whether racist or whatever, they got schooled.
Good.
And then we started talking about Trump's policy, and they sounded so ignorant. I'm telling you, there are people that came over with us, and they told us they're lifetime Democrats, and they will officially be voting for Donald Trump.
Amen.
So that's the good news.
Excellent news.
The other good news is it's possible, most likely, the son of Rudy Giuliani might be running for mayor in 2021.
He has my vote. He has my
awesome.
vote.
Awesome.
Yeah, Andrew is his name or something like that, isn't it?
Andrew, he's been working with the president for the last 3 years in the White
House. Amen.
Awesome.
Amen. That's very good news because we need a breath of fresh air in New York. I am so disgusted with what we have, the communists and the other crazy guy, you know, and we need to get rid of them.
Thank you, Mike G,
for those wonderful reports. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I think we have another caller. Caller, yes.
Hello.
Oh, I think we lost. Call back in, please. The number here is 973-925-4559. We do have a caller. Hello. Welcome to Our Urban Story.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome, Josh. How are you?
Not bad. I was calling to see. I know it's probably a little off topic, but I was calling to see you guys have a phone.
You're fading away, Josh.
I apologize for the ongoing spat between Candace Owens and Cardi B.
Well, I didn't get dig deep into it, but it's clear that Candace Owens is more articulate, more educated. Cardi B is a former stripper who admitted to drugging and robbing men. I mean, she's a disgrace, and why the Democratic Party would put her out front is just crazy to me.
Well, it just shows the temperament of the Democratic Party. That's what it's showing.
They exposed their flagrant racism and double standard and hypocrisy when it got serious after Cardi, and I won't justify her line by repeating it, but basically she was mocking Candace for having a white husband. She was mocking the interracial marriage, which... Candace, you could see her tone changed once that happened, and she got serious, and she said it's ironic that they would openly be that racist when our ancestors fought for that right as recent as 1967. It was Lovings versus Virginia, where interracial couple got married, Richard and Mildred Lovings.
Well, you know what, Josh, can I interrupt you for a moment? We don't have to justify what Candace Owens did. Because, number one, with 73% of blacks being born out of wedlock, it's unfortunate, but many of our young men don't even know how to be a man because they don't have a father in the home teaching them. So we don't have to justify what she did. You know, love is colorblind. Respect is colorblind. So, you know, for people to even paint her or paint anyone as a racist, they need to go back and check the history of the Democratic Party.
But and that's exactly what she, you know, Candace had turned it around on Cardi B and said, well, let's say for argument's sake that the founder of Reddit, I know I'm going to butcher his last name, but I know his first name is Alexis, who's married to Serena Williams. He said, let's just say that that guy and Mark Zuckerberg got into a Twitter war. And in that Twitter war, Mark Zuckerberg referred to Alexis as a race traitor because he married a black woman. What would happen in this world if that had happened? But the Democrats are perfectly okay with Cardi B calling out Candace Owens racially for the same thing. These Democrats are hypocrites through and through.
Well, they're worse than that. They're liars. They're exaggerators. They don't know what the truth is. As they breathe, they lie. So thank God, I'm sure, that Candace and others know who they are and don't let people like that define them. So it makes no difference what they say. You know, I don't even listen to those people when they talk because they lie so intensely that, you know, it's really disgraceful that, you know, it's really disgraceful. But Candace Owens can hold her own because she's no dummy, and whatever she chooses, maybe she will, maybe she won't. Who knows? But at any rate, I mean, I hope that Donald Trump Jr. runs. To be honest with you, I really like him because he is on the money. But thank you so much for the call, and listen.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
You have a very blessed one.
I want to. Tag on to a Cardi B situation where the Democratic Party had her interviewing potential president, God forbid, Joe Biden. The Democrats are also silent about this movie, Cuties, on Netflix, which has 11-year-old girls dancing in a sexually provocative manner. Now, I will mention that Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat, has condemned Netflix, and a lot of people have canceled their Netflix subscriptions because what that does, and too much pedophilia has come out of Hollywood, period. Hollywood is ground zero for pedophilia, in my opinion, in the United States. And for Netflix to have these girls gyrating and doing different things on their fingers in their mouths and things like that, it's disgusting. And Netflix has damaged their brand permanently. And what's interesting, though, is why is the feminist, why are the feminists silent? Where are the feminists speaking out about sexualizing our female babies, our children? Why are the feminists on the left so silent when it comes to a Cardi B, a former stripper, interviewing Joe Biden? I mean, up or down, whether you like him or not, he was a former senator and a former VP. And for the Democrats to essentially be silent about a movie that sexualizes 11-year-old girls.
Well, I'm not surprised they have no morals. Hollywood for a long time has had no morals. Hollywood popularized lying, cheating, and being deceitful. Yeah. That's not how this country was formed. We've never had perfect people because we are imperfect. But there was a time in American history where a handshake was just like signing a contract. But you see, we've been so conditioned by some of these Hollywood movies. We think that ungodliness is acceptable now. We have to get back to morality. To have a stripper interviewing him, I mean, what sense does that make? They don't make sense. What does the left come up with that makes sense? Nothing. Everything they try, because see, these people are operating in sheer darkness. They are not logical. When they went into the black neighborhoods and told women they didn't need a husband, they didn't need a man for their children. Look what happened in the black community. Families were destroyed. The fatherless generation is running rampant all over America. And the results of that are not good. Everything that God has established, they want to destroy because they are not children of God. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Unfit to serve, and that's our topic today.
Absolutely.
And going into the same theme, you had Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, who said, obviously the vice presidential candidate, who said she was proud of Jacob Blake Jr. Jacob Blake was the black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who was shot 7 times in the back. The police were called because he was accused of raping a 15-year-old child. And that's his history, a violent history. His father, Jacob Blake Sr., Breitbart.com recently published the anti-Semitic, anti-Christian messages from Jacob Blake Sr. He's a black racist, and there are too many black racists who are just, if they're angry, they're putting their hate and their anger onto white people, they're projecting onto white people. So, but you have football players putting Jacob Blake's name on their helmet, right? What about his victim?
You know.
But why are Democrats celebrating a man who assaulted a woman, or a 15-year-old girl, rather?
Let me just read this from George Washington. The power under the Constitution will always be in the people. It is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for a certain limited period to representatives of their own choosing, and whenever it is executed contrary to their interest or not agreeable to their wishes, their servants can and undoubtedly will be recalled. That was the quote from our first president, George Washington. What does that mean? The power under the Constitution. Not only under the Constitution, but in real life. If the NFL is offensive, what should we do? We should boycott them. If companies are giving money to Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist domestic terroristic organization, We should boycott them. We have power, my people. But we have to apply that power. Now, Oprah Winfrey is going on this rampage about racism and all of that. What should we do? Boycott her. As many places as possible. Let us, we the people who have the power, stop supporting these organizations who are enemies of America. They are in business to make money. And when we hit them in their pockets, they will listen to the voice of the people. And just like what George Washington was talking about, we have the power under the Constitution to get out there and vote, to get out there and recall those who are unfit for service and not listening to the voice of the people. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to arise. And it's time for us to let them know that we, the people, mean business.
In my opinion, the Democrats have left us no choice. Because they're so far left, we have to vote for President Trump. It is not really Trump versus Biden. It's Trump versus socialism. I don't know if we have another call coming in. I think we're going to break pretty soon. But it's really a matter for to save this country. We have no choice but to vote for President Trump. Hi, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes. Just called to listen to Barbara from Harlem.
Yes, how are you? Who's this?
This is Sharon.
Sharon, all right. And what do you have to tell us? What's on your mind today?
Oh, I just checked in. So, I'm kind of rejoicing because I'm hearing a lot of positive things about President Trump moving forward.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about that because we cannot in this country, we can't chance even a moment of any more of the Democrats.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
You're absolutely correct.
We need to just tell it like it is. And we need to stop being so compromising. And you know what? And we need to tell all of our neighbors, our family, our friends, this is a very crucial, life-defining vote, or election, I should say. And if we don't want to be taken over by socialists, we don't want to be taken over by the godless, we don't want to be taken over by those who want open borders and have no respect for our sovereignty, we need to get out there in massive numbers and vote to keep our president in the White House. Thank you so much, my darling, for your call. We're going to go to break now, and please stay tuned and continue to listen to our urban story.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin visit www.bluesnore.com. Moments of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back live. Welcome back to our urban story.
Yes.
So before we continue, I want to congratulate President Trump on being nominated twice for a new Nobel Peace Prize. He is bringing true peace to the Middle East. You know, for decades we've heard about peace in the Middle East and striving for it. Well, President Trump is making that happen, and I just want to congratulate him on being nominated twice. Barbara, your thoughts, please.
Well, before we get to that, you know, I'm so proud of our president, but I just wanted to, express our heartfelt sympathy for those who lost family members and friends and associates on 9/11.
Yes, thank you.
You know, I mean, that was a sad day in America. But thank God, you know, we rebounded. And thank God for Mayor Giuliani and Kerik, because they were magnificent during that time. So I just wanted to remember them, because that's something we will never forget. Although we were struck by foreign terrorists, now we have working in America domestic terrorists, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and even the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party is so off base. The Democratic Party has forgotten that they're supposed to be working for we the people.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party, unfortunately, many of them are in politics so that they can line their pockets.
Yes.
They are political hustlers,
yes,
and puppets. And we just have to be real about that, Ms. Diamond.
Absolutely.
But I'm very proud of our president. Our president has done so many things for America.
Yeah.
You know, like even I think it's his niece or someone who said some disparaging things about him. But you know what? I would assume that once you become a billionaire, and even sometimes when you're not a billionaire and you just have a good job, people are jealous of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he seems to be a very balanced person, nice person. And for people to say he's such a wacko and this and that, how did he raise such strong children? How did he raise such children who really seem to admire him, will go on the forefront for him?
But not only that, you have Ivanka Trump, who's very involved with helping working, poor working
yes,
women,
yes.
looking for opportunities for farmers and just average Americans. So Mr. Trump raised balanced, caring children.
Absolutely.
I think that is what's striking. And his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has been instrumental in striking the deals between Bahrain and Israel, the United Arab Emirates and Israel, Kosovo and Israel. So I just think it's remarkable that this man has done so much for this country. You know, Commissioner Kerik on his Twitter page noted that after 9/11, President Trump sent his own employees to help clean up at Ground Zero, and he was encouraging them to clean up. His heart, his soul, Trump's heart and soul is in this country. I used to see President Trump on years ago on different Sunday shows, and I would say to myself, mm-hmm. as a billionaire, if things got really bad in the United States, he could go to an island, he could fly here or there, he didn't have to be in the trenches. And yet President Trump chooses to be in the trenches with the average American. And
he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to do it. He can go buy an island or whatever, but he loves this country so much. This country was good to not only his father, but his grandfather who came from Germany. I read a little about him.
Yes.
And someone just said that Trump was put in office by God. I believe that.
Yes.
And, you know, people who are constantly disrespecting him and say that they're Christians, well, I challenge you. Because the Bible in Romans says that you give respect to those in authority because it's God who put them there. People like Al Sharpton, you know, are so disrespectful, and then they want to use a little of the Bible to try to justify their ungodliness. You know, but people don't have any respect for God like Al Sharpton. Because he should know he's going to have to answer to God for that disrespect. You don't disrespect someone that God allowed to be in that position. And then call yourself a Christian because you're not. You're letting a party determine your eternal destiny. You're letting the media determine your eternal destiny. You know, and we need to get away from that. But most importantly is for we the people to be actively engaged in voting, because just like George Washington said, the power under the Constitution, we have to fight to maintain our Constitution, because if it's left up to people like Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party, the leadership of the Democratic Party, they would do away with that Constitution.
They would
stack the Supreme
Absolutely.
Court with people who are not I'm constitutionalist.
Absolutely.
Because the Constitution gives us too much power for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just like you see how these draconian laws during this influenza, mm-hmm. you see what they're doing. It would be worse.
Yep. Yep.
It would be worse. We have to get out there and vote. We cannot afford to stay home because they're going to be cheating.
Mm-hmm.
This is their time to try to really push socialism and communism down our throats.
Yes.
So therefore, we have to be extra diligent. We have to make sure, even if we have to carry someone on our back that's going to vote for Trump, to get them there to the polls.
Mm-hmm. Barbara, well said, well articulated. I completely agree. Our liberty is at stake.
Yes, it is.
We have too many liberties and freedom for the Democratic leadership. They want to curtail it as much as possible.
Can I just say this? Somebody
Please.
Just said demons have already destroyed this country. No,
nope.
they have not.
Nope. That's true.
They are at work. But as far as I'm concerned, the Bible tells me greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Absolutely.
We are not through until God says we are through.
There you go.
Okay, I
You're
just wanted to say that.
You're absolutely right. Before we go any further, just some housekeeping notes. Barbara has this fantastic book. If you haven't heard of it, if you haven't ordered it, it's called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And we also have a conference call on Wednesday night
yes.
at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time We will post the information on Wednesday. Please join us to pray and fight for America.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And again, we want to thank those in Lexington, Massachusetts for hosting us. We had a great outing last Saturday. Lexington, Massachusetts was where the American Revolution started. Back to Barbara.
Absolutely, absolutely. And someone says the Bible speaks of a new world order. We know that, but I believe that, you know, Jesus is coming back again. The Bible says that also. And Jesus says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So we have nothing to fear. Our job is to be salt. Our job is to be light. And our job is to hold up the banner of Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible also says, put on the full armor. Put on the armor. You don't put on armor just to stay home and hide under the bed.
Ephesians
you
6.
Put on that armor to get out there and fight.
Amen.
You don't give in and give up.
We have a caller, Barbara. Hello. Who's on the line?
Good afternoon. Ramon from New Jersey. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Anytime I see you, my world opens up. I love hearing you speak.
Thank you, my darling. I'm a little weird, though. I go out on a limb sometimes.
Ms. Barbara, I want to touch on something you just said about voting.
Yes.
I know you know that I'm from New Jersey.
Yes.
We just received notices in the mail that our mail-in ballots are coming after September 29th. I don't know how many states are going to have mail-in ballots, unfortunately. New Jersey got an executive order from Phil Murphy. It's going to do mail-in ballots. I want to take this moment, if you don't mind, to make people aware, just because they receive them in the mail, the people in New Jersey, does not mean you have to mail them back in.
Good.
There's a lot of room for disqualifications if you do that. Please, if you get them in the mail, don't mail them in.
Take Amen.
Them or go directly to the polling place. Tell them that you, you do whatever you have, but do not mail them in, please.
Amen. I'm glad you called and said that so people will know. That's right. They want mail-in ballots so that they can cheat.
Yeah, that's
they're already going to cheat, but they want to make sure that they cheat. Just like there's somebody, he even goes on my Facebook page, Biden 2020. Well, if that's what you want, then that means you don't love America.
Right.
If that's what you want and that's who you're voting for, then that means you're not too bright yourself.
Right.
And why I say that, if someone's been in politics 47, 48 years and has accomplished nothing but making sure black people were locked up in massive numbers, then that shows how smart you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to send something like that to me because I'm not interested. And if you like Biden, that means you like lies. And that means you're a liar because only a liar could like another liar. You know, but you're not faithful to America. And people like you need to pack your bags and get out of America because we're fighting for our Constitution. We're fighting for our liberties. We're fighting for what's right in America. And we're fighting for one nation under God.
Amen, Barbara.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just one quick comment.
Sure.
A little prayer for Joy Dilla, who was just harassed and in her face called a racist, the middle finger put to her face by white Antifa. She's protesting today, a real peaceful protest.
Yes.
And it's been put online how today she was harassed and called a racist and all kinds of names to her face. So please, she's fighting a tough battle, but we all know Joy Dilla.
Yes.
And she's a tough woman, but we want to pray for her that no one gets to attack her. Oh, they attacked her verbally. It's really ugly, but she's strong.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Barbara.
And thank you so much for calling, and please call again. Yes.
Hi, we have another call holding. Who's on the line? You're on the air. Okay.
Hello.
Well, you know what? Hi. For those who are going to vote for Joe Biden, I'd like for you to tell me why.
They don't know why.
Just tell me, give me one accomplishment of Joe Biden's besides the crime bill from 1994, which really wasn't not an accomplishment because it increased the number of black men that were incarcerated and removed from their families.
And also, Kamala did the same
thing. Kamala did that as AG, Attorney General in California. Joe Biden has sold us out to China. We do not have a call. Joe Biden has sold us out to China, to Ukraine.
They can't love America. See, people like that aren't thinkers. They're low functioning, and I call them IBT. Intense brain techniques, brainwashing techniques have been applied to them. They're not thinkers. They probably were not raised in a solid home where they had a father and mother teaching them critical thinking skills, because the truth does not change. How in the world could you want to elect someone who has no accomplishments in almost a half a decade, a half a century?
Exactly. I can list at least 10 Trump accomplishments within 3.5 years he's accomplished.
Yes.
Than all of Joe Biden's 47 years.
Yes.
Joe Biden's supporters cannot name one solid piece of legislation.
No.
Or something he did for the
Nothing.
Average American.
No.
He sold us out to China. He sold us out to Ukraine. He enriched the Biden family at our expense.
Yes.
Not only
yes.
that, but it's clear that Mr. Biden is senile at this point.
And then, you know,
he is in mental decline. He cannot run a shoe store at this point, much less the United States. States
but of America. You know what? Some people think so low of themselves that they don't mind being abused. Even though Joe Biden has accomplished nothing, you know, they're programmed. Yes, we have a caller on the line. Who is it, please?
Oh, it's Sharon. I was dropped off.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Sharon.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Sharon, I'm sorry. Yeah, we went to break and then, you know, you weren't there anymore. But thank you so much for calling in. Anything else you wanted to tell us?
No, I just missed what you were asking someone, why they were voting for Biden, which I would love to hear.
They don't have an answer. All the, you know, he goes on my Facebook page. I guess, you know, he must be a very lonely, deprived, and unaccomplished person. He goes and he's listening to our broadcast, and he's just sending little messages, you know. And as I said, you know, I mean, it doesn't even bother me. It's so silly.
Well, at this point, if you cannot give us one accomplishment by Joe Biden, then you're really not voting for him because he's fit to be president.
They're brainwashed.
You're just a brainwashed Democrat.
IBT.
Just name one accomplishment.
They can't.
Why is that so difficult? The Democrats at this point are unfit to serve. Now I heard that Adam Schiff, Representative Adam Schiff from the great state of California, he wants to launch another investigation. I mean, Sharon, are you still on the line with us?
Sharon,
I am.
You are.
All right.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you have the last word for the next 30 seconds, Sharon. Go ahead, please.
About Adam Schiff, I cannot say enough. Oh, my goodness. Get him out.
Yeah.
Out,
absolutely.
Out, out. And he's also claiming that the fires that we have here is climate change.
No.
Give me a break. We've got arsonists everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who really knows who those arsonists are being directed by?
Absolutely.
I'm not saying there aren't some homeless or some sick people, but no, this is greater than that.
It is.
And it's intentional. And they're trying to drain the money from the federal government.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
You're absolutely right. And see, that's what we need. Americans like Sharon who are aware of what's going on. You know, other people who are in a world of their own that they've been conditioned to accept, they're a waste of time. And because they have nothing important and nothing educational to say.
I want to point out, and thank you, Tanya, one of our commenters said, what they're going to try to do, God forbid, if Biden wins, they will, within a month or two, I'm sure, declare the 25th Amendment, and that would make Kamala Harris, God forbid, the President of the United States. Listen, people, we cannot have people leading this nation who are against who we are, who are against our founding principles, who are against the Constitution. They don't leave the United States because they're living off the fat of the land. They talk about socialism, right? Obama is really a socialist. but he wants to live in a $15 million mansion on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Why don't these socialists who are millionaires give away their money? Because they love living in the lap of luxury in the United States. They don't go to Cuba. They don't go to Venezuela. They don't go to Switzerland. They stay right here and want to push us to a socialist, Marxist, communist society. And for those who are not clear, Black Lives Matter is a communist affront group. That's all they are. They do nothing for black people.
People like this JJ and them, they don't even know what communism is. They don't know what socialism is. They don't know what Marxism is. They've just been taught to hate without a cause. And the bottom line is they don't even get paid. They're just trained like pawns. They're used to just try to cause havoc, try to cause distress. Because, you know, they weren't raised right. They weren't socialized. They weren't affirmed.
Well, I plan to do next week.
And then the thing about it, Black people, you know, are very misled. They've been used and disrespected for so many decades, they don't even know what it is to respect themselves.
Right.
Open borders means the minority communities will be flooded with illegals. Mm-hmm. It'll be harder to get a job. Harder to find an apartment, and it'll be much more dangerous because you don't know what criminals are coming in. Some of them may be criminals. You don't know if they'll be coming in with some communicable diseases. They're not going to be in Obama's neighborhood, not in Pelosi's neighborhood, not in Kamala's neighborhood, not in Biden's neighborhood. So it's not even in your best interest to vote for people on that side, the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. Next week, I plan to just quote a couple of excerpts from Manning Johnson's book that he published in 1958, Color, Communism, and Common Sense, how the communists have been infiltrating the Black community for decades. They are now using Black Lives Matter to infiltrate the Black community. The Black Lives Matter organization is not for Black people. That's why they're silent on the massive amount of abortions being had in the Black community and the Black-on-Black crime. It is not a civil rights organization. It is a Marxist, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender front group. That's all they are.
And you know what? They're a front group for Margaret Sanger.
Hello.
Because Margaret Sanger said Black people are like weeds. So the Democratic Party promotes, what do they promote? Abortion. And I heard that at least 60% of their killing factories are in minority neighborhoods. That's why Black people have not been able to rise above 13% of the population of the United States. The racists or the Democratic Party.
There you go.
That's why Margaret Sanger met with the KKK, who are members of the Democratic Party. They are carrying. That's why even Hillary Clinton says she admired the tenacity of Margaret Sanger. The Democratic Party is the racist party of America. They want Blacks to keep killing themselves. They want Blacks to never rise above 13% of the population. You want to talk about racism? You see, they call everybody else a racist because that's who they are. They've been that way since their inception. Go on, Ms. Diamond.
Absolutely. The Democratic Party is the party of racism. They oppose the anti-lynching law in the 1800s. They were the party of the spread of slavery.
Yes.
Out of the Democratic Party came the Ku Klux Klan, which terrorized Black voters into voting for Democrats. There's a whole history of racism in the Democratic Party. No, that is not a call. We'll keep moving. But you're absolutely right. The Democrats aren't fit to serve at every level of government because of their overreaction to COVID-19 and their dictatorial tendencies. We know that we must remove Democrats at the local, state,
every
and
level,
federal
every level.
Watch your races at the local level.
Yes.
Watch the Board of Elections. Not Board of Elections. What am I trying to say? The Education Board in your county. Watch them because they want to get in our educational system and brainwash our children. We were in Massachusetts, 1 minute left, and I'll tell you the story about all white girls except one Indian girl holding a Black Lives Matter sign. They don't even know why. There was an older white woman with them. They don't even deal with black people where they are. This is just symbolism. We'll go into it more. We only have about 30 seconds left to today's show. Barbara, please close this out.
You know what? And I want to make a plea to all white people. Don't be apologetic about being white. And I've said this before. That's what Black Lives want you to do. And as far as racism is concerned, look at the things that are coming out of the mouth of Michelle Obama. Does she appreciate anything that white people had to get out there and vote her husband and give her a life that she never would have had before? But listen, we don't have time to go into that because we're going to go off the air. And I will do the blocking. I'll block, that person. But thank you so much. Listen, support the blue. Remember, they run in when we run away. Support the blue. We need to clean the House of Representatives out. They are unfit to serve Americans. God bless you. This is Our Urban Story. May your week be wonderful and be safe. God bless, and may God continue to bless America. See you next time. Bye-bye now.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others.
Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.